Dr. Pinsky with a female IME on Tanyelle, T-A-N-Y-E-L-L, Brown. Tanyelle Brown is a 48-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 9/14/22. Apparently, she was taking down a female inmate and reports she injured her right hip bone. Apparently, however, she cannot specify the mechanism of her injury. Apparently, she did go to the Superior Emergency Room afterwards. Period. With this and further evaluation, she understands the final diagnosis to be a muscle torn from her hip bone as seen on MRI. Period. She did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per the medical records supplied, she was seen at Inspira Urgent Care on 9/16/22. Period. She was in an altercation with an inmate, which took her to the ground. Period. She developed right hip pain upon standing. Period. She was seen in Inspira Emergency Room. Period. She denied any previous injury to the involved area. Period. She was diagnosed with a strain of the right hip, for which she was initiated on medications and activity modifications. Period. An MRI was also ordered. Period. Right hip MRI was done on 10/4/22 to be inserted here. Period. She followed up at Inspira through 10/6/22 and was referred for specialist consultation. Period. New paragraph. She was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Eisenberg, A-Y-Z-E-N-B-E-R-G, on 10/10/22. Period. She remains symptomatic. Period. He referred her for physical therapy that began on 10/27/22. Period. She followed up with Dr. Eisenberg on 11/4/22, after three sessions of therapy. Period. His diagnosis was right hip pain as well as strain of the right hip. That was improving with physical therapy. Period. Therapy was rendered on the dates described. Period. She followed up with Dr. Eisenberg through 1/20/23. Period. At that juncture, she states her hip is feeling good, but there are some days that it does bother her. Period. His assessment was that the hip had significantly improved. Period. She has no difficulty with activities or significant pain, except for occasionally, which is controlled with over-the-counter medication. Period. She feels comfortable performing full duty at work. Period. He then deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement and discharged her from care. Period. Physical exam. Extremity's lower motion of the right hip was full without crepitus, but the endpoint of flexion at 110 degrees elicited mild discomfort. Period. Motion of the hips, knees, and ankles were otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. The rest of that is normal. Hips and pelvis normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral normal. Impressions on 9/14/22, Tanyelle Brown was taking down an inmate and fell to the ground. Period. She then experienced pain in her right hip. Period. She apparently was seen at the emergency room and /or followed up at Inspira Urgent Care. Period. They quickly referred her for an MRI of the hip. Period. This was done on 10/4/22. Insert the results. Period. New paragraph. Interpretation was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Eisenberg, who referred her for physical therapy. Period. He also provided medications and activity modification. Period. Follow-up with him continued through 1/20/23, when he observed she had significantly improved and was capable and comfortable of full-duty work. grade in the paragraph of the current exam found Mrs. Brown was able to ambulate without a limp or an intelligent or use of a handheld assistive device. Paragraph 2 was able to squat and rise. Paragraph 3 had full range of motion of the right hip, but the endpoint of flexion elicited mild discomfort. Paragraph provocative maneuvers of the hips and pelvis were negative. Paragraph new paragraph, this case represents no more than 2.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the right hip. Paragraph, and that is the end.